21st of October, 2002.
There is with you this time a heaviness with some of you. I would like to enclose you all in the love that I bring to you this time. I also wish to say to this instrument apologies for disturbance within the throat area. I have been trying to work more closely with this one in order for the voice to be stronger. But as always, it takes time for adjustments to take place. But it is now time that I should be capable of coming to you a little more quickly, more easily, with more comfort. And although the instrument is usually unaware of any discomfort within the physical being, it is within our power to see that the instrument remains comfortable throughout. I will dispel this heaviness which I feel before I begin to speak with you. Perhaps this is a little trepidation as you wait to find what I will ask of you this time. Many, many were interested in your remarks last time. Remember when I asked you who you truly were? Your replies were indeed uplifting to us, because it showed us how much and how far you have come. But now I have to tell you that we need to go one step further for your understanding of who you are. The gentleman who sits close by, our dear friend, who thinks much and uses the pen much, gave us a very good description or fool he thought all of you were. And yes, each one of you knows and understands that you are divine sparks of existence. You all of you know and understand this, yes. But my question of who you truly are needed some little thinking. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Yes, I still don't know.
Let me say just a little to you. Although you are as one before you come to any given lifetime, you belong to that great creative force from which we all come. But when you return to any lifetime, you take it upon yourselves to become individualized, to become I am. When you are clothed in the physical bodies, the I am becomes a physical being. The physical being is the I, is the ego. Because when that becomes the most important part of your living, you are losing those spiritual attributes which belong to you. This you know and understand.
Yes.
This, this is the ego, I.
Yes.
That's interesting, because the instrument you're using, which is meditating, is picking up the words I am.
Yes. Was she confused? I will try to
just to listen to what it meant.
Let me continue, please. I am what I have always been. You wonder why I hesitate. It is to allow you, my dear friends, to think about those words. When I say, I am what I have always been. How does this apply to each one of you? That is the question we need to ask. I am here and now. I am a voice. I am many things. I am love and understanding. But I am, in the physical being, many things. Not only with spiritual attributes, but with the duality of those attributes. Do you understand, my dear friends, what I am saying to you?
Yes.
Yes.
If you are unsure, Let us discuss it as we go.
The Bible phrase comes to mind, I am that I am, which conveys to me the very essence of being.
Yes. Yes. For once I would agree with the words written within that religious book. Yes. So when you say, my dear friends, I am, it does not apply only to this lifetime.
Therefore, I am constant, is that right?
I am constant. I am ever moving. I am. There are many phrases that can be used with I am. But what I asked you last time was to find the true and real I am. The I am that has always been. You, my dear friend, started to go on a journey which takes you some small way into that being. But may I suggest to you all that to find the true I am, you need to go even further. I will leave it there for now, because once more I will give you the opportunity to again look at the I am. I will say now about the other parts of my question to you, which was, what spiritual gifts do you feel you have brought to this life? And again, the conversation was varied. Each one of you discussed attributes that you felt you had brought with you. May I say, my dear friends, and I want you to listen closely, that each one of you has brought with you all spiritual gifts. It is not unusual to any one person, but it is with all who return to physical life. It is theirs because it always has been. You are saying what is spiritual gifts.
When you say it like that, it's suddenly very simple. Well, for myself, I was racking my brains to think, well, what do they bring? They were there all the time.
They are there always, in all time. Not just in this one lifetime, but in all lifetimes. What you bring, my dear friends, is that deep inner knowledge, that deep inner power, which you all possess. You bring love, understanding, all of the attributes which you here on this earth would call good. But as I have said, you also bring to physical living, because of the physical way of life, the duality of these gifts. With love, you have hate. With you of riches, you have need. And I need not to continue, because this is no word lesson. But you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, those gifts you bring, which are yours, must be used wisely to face whatever pathway you have chosen. The attribute of healing, for example, is one that our dear gentleman friend is at this moment ready to correct his physical condition. That is one example. In others it may be patience that needs to be used. In others it may be the love and wisdom which you give to children. There are so many ways that your spiritual gifts can be used. Have you any questions for me at this point?
Is the spiritual source that we reach towards for our guidance, would it be correct to say that that is unchanging, or perhaps it is steadily refining all the time?
That is the purpose of life, my dear friend, that you strive towards these natural gifts to the spirit. You strive always to regain what you know to be true. In the same way that any plant will strive to have its flowers or its fruits, that is the purpose of its existence. And so too mankind continues to strive, because until he uses these gifts in the proper manner, he will always feel unsettled and ill at ease. And that is why so many of your illnesses take place. It is ill ease. Do you understand what I am trying to tell you, my dear friends?
Yes, I was just trying to work out what we bring with us is always much the same, or is it refining as a result of many incarnations?
Of course, it must be refined in a way for you to continue with physical life. But you know and understand that there are many aspects to the soul, and that refinement takes place each time another aspect of the soul returns to physical living.
And does that refinement permeate through the whole soul system?
Of course, you cannot leave one part, one aspect of the soul. All is connected. And of course, anything that materializes with an aspect of the soul in physical life must have some effect, because after all, everything has cause and effect. It must also affect that soul.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. All right.
So, and ill ease can be brought with us
we enter our lifetime.
If it is the plan to stay with you for many, many lifetimes.
Yes, that's your lifetime. Sorry. Yeah.
Only when the spiritual gift of recognition recognizes this, will this ill ease disappear.
Yes.
It is the recognition that is important. But all of you, my dear friends, must know that deep inner power that you possess, that is the spiritual gift that you bring to any lifetime. Yes. I want you to think about this deeply, because it is no light matter.
We cannot really be balanced and healthy in our expression unless we are accessing spiritual gifts.
Yes.
But not just accessing them, but really using them.
Yes.
In our daily living.
This is what I am trying to explain to you.
Yes, I understand. That's the root of health, really, isn't it?
Each one of you has the inner knowledge and power to be used. Mm-hmm. But what happens when mankind returns to the physical body, that the I am, the ego, takes over, and spiritual gifts are lost. Much too much time is spent in the duality of these things. Mankind is fighting with himself at all times, struggling, when what he needs to do is to use that deep inner power. After all, perhaps it would be wrong to call it a gift. It is always there, in every lifetime. It belongs to each one of you. It belongs to the soul structure from which you came. You need to think long and hard about this. I feel the time is right for you, my dear friends, to go deeper within. And each one of you I know has done much, has grown much, but there is still so much you can achieve. Not only within this meeting room, when we all come together, but with every thought, every word, every deed. Be certain that it comes with the love of spirit. And in that way, you build for yourselves that perfect, harmonious life which you all struggle to attain. It is within your grasp. I can only help you with my words. I cannot change your lives. But in trying to help you to understand our wishes for you, that not only do you give out with love to others, but you learn to love yourself. After all, how many times have you been told, if you do not love yourself, how can you anyone else? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, does the same apply to the animal kingdom?
The animal kingdom is on a different vibration from humankind. Their purpose here is one with humankind. But their vibration is different, I have to say. It comes from a different source of energy. But that is not to say they do not require respect for humankind, because they too have been created as we too have. But of course, animals have their own gifts. You can see that, can you not? Domestic animals who show you much love and faithfulness.
The reason I was asking that was I was thinking about the constant spirit that you mentioned, but I mean that's how I call what I call it. The two domestic pets that I have currently, I just sense that I've known them before.
Yes.
As other pets.
You will not separate the animal from the humankind where there is a love bond. That is what you must remember. It is the love bond which cannot be broken. We have discussed before that the animal kingdom returns to a root soul. Unlike a humankind, it is a different energy. But those animals who come to your world and acknowledge love and give of themselves have created an energy of love which can never be broken. So do you understand that as you too can return to other lifetimes, so too will the souls of these animals who have so much love for you.
That's exactly what I sensed.
Why should it not be?
Yeah,
when the love bond is so strong. But only the animals who have this strong link can this happen. The others will return to the soul energy.
Their clothes are differently, they physically look different, but to me they are exactly the same.
Are you not clothed differently?
Yes.
From times before?
Yes. But it was just that it's something I haven't awakened to before. And I've been aware for some time that the two that I currently have, I've had before.
Yes. Do not be surprised by any link that is bound by love.
It's an extremely humbling and privileged feeling. It really is. It's just an awakening, isn't it? That's what you were talking about. What attributes you felt that we brought to this lifetime. I understood completely what you were saying, but the word, just awareness this time, that I don't know, I might have had it in previous lifetimes, but this overwhelming feeling of awareness.
It is something, hopefully, that you gain from the soul when you return to our world, that the knowledge is increased just a little, that you can utilize the spiritual gifts more fully when you return to each respective lifetime. After all, it is a learning process. only for you, but for those you have known before, and the animals also that you have known before. You have to recognize, my dear friends, that the real you has existed forever. And what you see here and now, as the gentleman so rightly told you last time, is but a divine spark of creation. Whether you shine brighter in one lifetime or you grow duller is your responsibility. And it is a responsibility, let me assure you, my dear friends, of that. And even more so when you realize the information which you are given sets you onto the pathway of more knowledge. The responsibility grows greater.
I've been shown them faces and different costumes again.
Accept them, my dear friends.
By last week. So that's facets of myself, isn't it?
Yes. When you go inwards, acknowledge that you recognize that spark of being. Because that is what you are. That is what we all are.
Yes. And when we do go inwards and make contact with our I couldn't help thinking while you were talking that when you come to us, as you do, it's a little bit like getting an extra portion.
I am amused that I am seen as an extra portion. I have never been called that before. But I thank you, my dear friends, for that. It makes me feel fuller. Yes. I am glad to see that the humor exists in your lives, because laughter, my dear friends, is something that you should all encourage. Yeah. Well, perhaps I shall be known as an extra.
Certainly not 50 minutes.
Have you any more questions before I leave?
I was just thinking of the patience as a spiritual gift. If I remember that, that certainly helped me at the present time.
Yes. I know, my dear friends, that you will never achieve perfection while still in these bodies. But what I have said to you is that you must strive towards it. You can do no more. But in having the knowledge, it may help you to strive a little more.
Yes, it does.
Yes. So do.
I will leave you this time. Again, I hope that you will go inwards and find that true being, the gentle, loving beings that you all are. Make no mistake, my dear friends. You are beautiful beings. But you have many difficulties, each one of you. Whether past or what you call future, to overcome. But nevertheless, that should not hold you back in striving to find peace in your own lives and in helping others in there. I will leave you feeling lighter and surrounded with the love which I bring to you.